There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Bruce Johns is with us, and we're going to be talking about aquaponics. Welcome, Dr. Bruce Johns.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I am well. Dr. Johns, you know, you were at the Get Prepared Expo, and you were teaching us about aquaponics, and I'm delighted to have you back on the radio with us. You know, I was thinking about a term that was used many, many, many decades ago, and it was growing plants in water, and it was called hydroponics. And you know, even some of the high schools and elementary schools are teaching their students about, you know, moving water, putting the nutrients in the water, and not having a soil as a medium for growing. What's the difference between, you know, aquaponics and hydroponics?
Well, basically, the question is, who puts the chemicals in the water?
Mm-hmm.
With hydroponics, you're responsible for everything. You have to adjust pH and add nutrients and everything to the water. And with aquaponics, that's actually done by the fish themselves through the feed that they're given to maintain their integrity. And then they excrete ammonia, which is and other minerals based on what comes in through the food, and that's what feeds the plants.
Now, Dr. Johns, you know, as you talk about the chemicals, there really is a lot of chemistry involved in growing food, correct? Whether it be plants or animals, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very complicated.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's help people get started. Let's say they want to do a do-it-yourself aquaponics system. Is it possible that you can buy the equipment you need to do it yourself? And then we'll talk about a commercial system after that. Can we just raise fish in a tank and put some plants in and everybody would be happy? Or what do we do?
Well, of course, I'm in the business of selling aquaponics equipment, just to give a plug for my company. But
we're certainly going to do that.
You know, in all honesty, a lot of what I have done so far in this business is promote growing vegetables in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That is my number one concern. If I sell stuff, you know, it's great for business. But it is something, and I've talked to a fair number of people who, you know, just want to do it themselves, and I try to help them, you know, in any way I can, because there are ways that I can direct people to do stuff, to check things on the Internet, although you have to be careful, depending on what their objectives are. And I hope today we go through a lot of the questions that people have raised at the shows that I've been to, like fish and hydroponics versus aquaponics, the type of system that you have, media versus a raft system. There are a whole lot of questions, which I think is probably the biggest part of the problem, because people get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want to start out with a simple system. If someone wanted to do it himself or herself, just a very, very simple basic system, I thought we could start with that and then grow it from there and make it more complex and get into the advantages of a commercially purchased system. That's what I thought we could do. So what are the basic components of an aquaponics system?
That's all right. well, there's a decision before that point, and that is you have to decide whether you're going to be using a media bed system, which is little rocks, river gravel. There are a couple different kinds of media that you can use, or whether you're going to be using a raft system, because that'll kind of define what kind of equipment that you get. Although, if you have a media system already, you could convert to a raft system, or maybe vice versa, not necessarily. Really simply, if you need to have an area where you're going to be doing the growing, and that has to be obviously waterproof. And along with that, you need a separate fish tank because you have to keep the fish away from the plants because the fish love the roots. And so you've got two tanks, and then you're going to have plumbing in between them, and you're going to need at least one pump to pump the water in from one tank into another, and then it grows by flows by gravity into the second tank. Is that?
Yeah. So yeah, and what you're saying is, it sounds like no matter what, you're going to need some kind of a pump, no matter what, if you're going to use an aquaponic system. And it's because of the roots, correct?
Well, you have to transfer water from the fish tank to the grow bed.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've transferred the water, if you just do it by gravity, which is what most people do, fish tank into the grow bed, then you've got to have a pump to return it back into the fish tank, which is at a higher water level.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's a closed loop system. It just recycles the water from mm-hmm. one tank to another. And there are a couple different ways you can do that.
Okay, I think our class understands that you have two tanks, one for the fish and one for the plants, and you have to move the water from one to the other. So as you pump the water from, let's say, from one tank, the overflow will go back, and it will it's just an endless loop except for evaporation. So as we're growing these plants, we're going to have to determine what size plants, what size tanks. What size pump, what type of fish, right? And then what about the addition of fish food? Let's talk about that too. So why don't we start with what do we need? Let's build a system from a very basic system from scratch. Just buy components.
Okay. You can either go to a big box store and either the hardware-based one or the general merchandise-based one. I hate to mention company names, but you can get two tanks that would meet your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
A fair number of people have taken industrial bulk chemical or IBC totes. They're it's a polyethylene cube surrounded by a metal frame to help support it. And you can cut those in half, and then you have a grow bed from the top and a fish tank on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, Dr. Johns, is a tank that's, you see these, some people use them for recycling cans in you know, some of the convenience stores where you just throw your aluminum cans and trash. I have four of them here on the farm that I use for storing water, and you can buy them for about $85 to $100. So, and they're white plastic, and they've got a metal cage. They're typically about 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, so 4 foot cube,
yes.
rough dimensions, about 330 gallons.
Yeah, that's the larger size. The smaller one is I think about almost 2¾ feet square.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, a 4 foot square one would be a lot nicer, but you gotta take what you can get. They're fairly cheap. I've seen them for $20 for a tote. But you got to be careful when you buy and make sure that they didn't have any nasty chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a food-grade IBC, industrial bulk chemical, tote. Or tanks that you buy at a big box store. And the plumbing you can get also at the hardware type big box stores. You can get all of the PVC pipe that you need, the fittings and all that stuff should be available at your local store. And so you can get, from a plumbing standpoint, locally, pretty much everything. And then, in order to deal with the pump, and we hadn't mentioned an aerator yet, but you need to have an aerator also to keep everything happy and alive. But the pump, there are a number of companies that sell water pumps. I prefer the non-immersible, or the one you put in line to keep it out of the water. Immersible pumps tend to lose they age too fast. The seals go on them, and then you got to replace them. But the exterior one, you can rebuild them also. But there are a couple companies that make really good pumps, and you don't need to pump a lot of water, contrary to what people might think. Just a couple gallons a minute is all that you really need. So that's the pump, and then the tanks and the plumbing. And then the last part that you need is an aerator, because it's not, people think it's, as far as aquaponics, it's not just the fish that need air. It's also the bacteria that are doing the conversion of the fish poop into fertilizer. They need and deserve air also in order to live and exist in that whole environment. They're really a very important part of it, but not usually observed. But you could get a system just buying parts yourself. I don't know, maybe $400 or $500, somewhere in that range, depending on what you had to buy and where you bought it.
Okay, so in my case, what I found, those industrial bulk chemical totes, the ones that have the hazardous chemicals like the Roundup, they're not worth very much. People don't really want to handle them, so they're typically sold for less than ones that have been used for cooking oil or some other kind of food product. So make sure that if you're going to buy one of these glass, that you read the label and see what was in it first. And if it doesn't have a label, if the label's removed, I would be suspect of what was in it. Okay? So you can buy all kinds of containers. You're going to need two of them, and you're going to need a pump. And or you can buy it. And if you want to go to the website that Bruce Johns is talking about, that's 3stepsforfood.com. The number 3, steps, the word 4, food.com. 3, STEPSFORFOOD.com. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Bruce Johns is with us, and we're talking about aquaponics, and we're talking about, you know, building one yourself, and you can use tanks that you can buy used, and you're talking about a food-grade industrial bulk chemical tank. You can get them in 275 gallons or 330 gallons. We have four of them here at the farm. We use them for water storage. And so you're going to want to have a pump to pump the water between the two tanks. Dr. Johns, in addition to pumping the water and aerating the water so that the fish and plants live and the bacteria seems to be at the right levels, what about the temperature of the water?
Well, the temperature is important in the case of the fish, especially. That's the usually limiting factor. And something like tilapia, since tilapia are a tropical fish, since they come originally based from the Nile, and so they're going to have a much warmer temperature in at least the 70s and 80s minimum in order to keep them happy and reproducing and doing their normal bodily functions. I have really been leaning more towards the yellow perch, which is a local fish here in Indiana and Illinois and Wisconsin. And they handle temperature a lot better. And hopefully they may be more adaptive as far as what you feed them. All fish typically in you know, the aquaponic systems that people have they'll feed them with the commercially prepared granular little ball type feed based on the size of the fish. And that may be GMO or maybe non-GMO, or it could be organic, which you might want to, we might want to talk about that. But you also, I'm taking the perspective on what would a prepper do to set up a system so that they could be independent.
Right, and, right. And the, yeah, the plan, that is the plan. And the reason I wanted to start with building one is so a person could see or visualize on this broadcast classroom what are the components, and then take us into a commercial one that's already done and the advantages of the commercial one that's already tried and true.
Yes. Since we were talking about the fish food and fish and temperature, I like the more local type fish, since we live up a little further north, not much more north than you, but up here, whatever system you have, it, again, from a prepper perspective, you would want to keep it going all year, which means you're going to have to enclose it, which is another topic for discussion. So you really, from an economic standpoint, it's better to use a fish that doesn't require you to keep the water at 80 degrees or so in order to keep your fish alive and happy. Because the plants, of course, would like warm water, but it doesn't have to necessarily be 85 degrees and you know, going through winter time. And so you're going to save money trying to keep your system system going and keeping everything alive.
I went to one of our instructors' homes, Alan. He was on Alan Busick was on Doomsday Preppers, and he took me to his backyard, and he had a aquaponic system, and it was huge, about 1,500 gallons. And he had a lot of fish in there, and he had a hatch and an insulated cover. And then what he did was he got this pile of mulch. Actually, it was a pile of wood chips that came from the guys that cut down the trees and limbs near the power lines. And he had it dumped in his backyard, and then he ran some PEX through that. He had a slinky of PEX running through this 8-foot tall pile of mulch and wood chips, which generated heat, which heated the water running through the slinky of PEX, and it kept the fish tank warm. And so it was, a brilliant design. So he was doing it without fossil fuels, and without, the only electricity he had was, the circulating pump. So it kind of worked kind of neat, but it wasn't something that he could set and forget. He had to actually pay attention to the fish, and he had to feed the fish. And so when we come back and we talk about, well, how do you clean the tank, from the fish, the roots, and then let's talk about the different arrangements for hydroponic systems, the raft systems, the styrofoam rafts, and so forth. Let's talk about that when we get back. Dr. Bruce Johns, 3stepsforfood.com, link on the website. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Bruce Johns is with us, and his website is there's a link on our website, usaprepares.com. The link says Dr. Bruce Johns Aquaponics. You can click on it, it'll take you to his website, and that is the number 3, and then the words stepsforfood.com. The number 3, then following words, stepsforfood.com, 3stepsforfood.com. Dr. Johns, we're talking about the arrangements for hydroponics, aquaponics, raft systems, styrofoam rafts and so forth, towers. What are your thoughts and what do we need to know about the different arrangements? Which is the best way to go if there is one?
Well, the best, I think, is a matter of opinion. If you want to grow commercially, all the people that I know that grow commercially grow using the raft system. And it just if you want to look at it as a like a head of lettuce takes so many days to mature, and one group out in Hawaii just has I think like a 90 or 120 foot trough that they grow in, and they start them on one end and they keep harvesting on the other, and as they harvest they pull rafts out and they just push them down. It's like an assembly line for production, and you can minimize your handling. Then you can take rafts out and work with them on a table and do your harvesting. As far as I'm concerned, that is the most efficient way commercially to grow from the standpoint of manpower. Because you can control
in your system. Okay, and let's talk about your system.
We also use the raft-based system. And the design that Perpetual Foods markets is an expandable. It's a 4x4 unit base, and then you can just add 4-foot increments to your heart's desire. And as you get up, for example, 16, 32 feet. At 32 feet, you'd need a bigger tank and a little bit bigger pump. But basically, it's the same system. It's all based on floats, and we use you can use either little baskets or we use pucks. Again, a puck is cheaper, actually, than just a basket. And with the basket, you still have to put in the media in it. Whereas our puck, drop it in and it expands and it gives you the whole little area there where you can grow a seed. It was designed to make it as easy as possible.
Let me ask you this. So if someone wants to buy your system, let's say they start with a 4x4, can you give us a feel for what the cost would be without the fish and without the seeds? And then let's add the fish and the seeds.
Well, we at least when I sell them, I give them 10 packs of seeds from the collection of seeds that we have from High Mowing. Throw a little plug in there. We market High Mowing seeds, so that's part of our kit. So all people would have to do would be to add the water and the fish. And at the show there, I had it for $12.95, and that's complete. That's everything but the fish and the water.
And what about the water? What about the water? Do you advise, what if a person wants to put this in their basement, for example? Will they need light? Will they need to get the chlorine out of the water? Or will the fish be okay with chlorinated water? Or how do we handle that?
Well, they will need light because it would be, unless they have light that can get into their basement. You know, if it's a multi-level house on a hillside or something, light is a requisite, no matter where you put it, even if it's in a barn or whatever. It's either natural light or provided light. As far as chlorine in the water, there are chemicals now. If you want to do it in your basement, then you'll have to use the chemicals because you don't have ultraviolet light from the sun. If you do it outside, you can fill your system and let it sit there 3 or 4 days, and the sun will take care of the chlorine and the chloramines that are in the water. They'll degrade those and make it safe for the fish. But,
great.
Yeah, that's an important
okay,
step.
And then,
otherwise, you'd kill your fish.
Right. So isn't it interesting how we drink that chlorinated water? We're not concerned about killing ourselves. Well, actually, our class is. But it'll kill the fish.
I don't think that.
So, Yeah, I don't either. We have a well, and we use a Pro-Pure water filtration system. But, Dr. Johns, what would the fish cost us in a typical market? Let's say, in Missouri or where you are, or, you know, in the surrounding couple hundred miles, what would the fish cost for us to get, and how many would we put in a 4-foot by 4-foot system?
Okay. Based on our philosophy, a 4x4 system would handle 5 pounds of fish. And the fish that I just ordered, my yellow perch, I get them in several different sizes. You can get them actually, I think, in 4 different sizes. So I go for the smaller 3 groups, and I think it was $1.25 for the small one. The next one's like $1.85. And then the next size up from that was like $2.30, and then it makes a significant jump to the fourth level because they're bigger fish; they've been around longer. So you know, $2.50 a fish, and that fish will be about for the most expensive ones, I think around 4 inches long.
Okay, and so, can you use catfish?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. The reason I ask is,
go ahead.
The reason I ask is that we have several ponds here at the farm, and I bought some catfish, and at the farmer's cooperative down the road from us, a few miles down the road, you know, a couple times a year the fish truck will show up, and there'll be this this truck that has thousands and thousands of fish, and you get catfish and perch and whatever you want, and I buy about 100 fish at a time, and they're $32 or $33 for a bag of 100 fish, you know, 4 inches long or so. So they're not expensive. I mean, it's 33 cents a piece, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine cost more because I'm not buying a large enough quantity.
Okay.
Everything scaled based on how many pounds that you buy. So, yes, mm-hmm. You're correct. If I bought more, I could buy them for less per fish.
Okay. And how about the fish food? What are we going to feed these fish?
Well, typically, a commercial facility, the one in town here that I interact with a little bit, they have a non-GMO food that they provide for their fish. It's the several different sizes of pellets that they buy.
And it's right.
It could be different protein sources, you know, brains and floor sweeping. You know, that's the bad part about it, because it's probably a lot of scraps that go together that they can recycle. Fish can handle that stuff. It's certainly not a human-based food.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one option, and that's much more controlled, and you at least know where it is. Another option, that I'm leaning towards, is to use mealworms or even worms, because of the fact that I'm using yellow perch. So a lot depends on the fish. If you go tilapia, tilapia are omnivores, so they could eat protein and they eat their babies if they can get them, but they can also eat the pellets. They can also eat, some people grow duckweed, which I don't recommend that because it gets in your system. You'll have duckweed everywhere. So I don't recommend that unless it's in a separate system just for duckweed production. I'm going to be working towards growing my own, little larva or worms. Some people use soldier flies if they're in your area. They're not here. Mealworms are very easy to grow. Of course, earthworms. The problem with earthworms, if you get them out of your own backyard, that's great, because you know that they're, at least whatever you put on your own facility, that's what's in the worms. But if you go buy them, you don't know what's in them. So if you want to grow organically, which by definition aquaponics would be if you control the input, if you want to grow organically, it takes a couple generations to get a commercial load of worms to really be what you consider organic worm source for fish. So that, you know, that's why I like the idea of the mealworms, because they're fairly prolific, and it's really easy to deal with them. More soldier flies, I've seen systems for collecting soldier flies, but they don't grow around here, unfortunately.
Okay, so what if someone says, you know, I've been talking about how to start your own business and take the same deductions that the rich take, same tax deductions. Let's say someone wanted to start his own business and teach people about aquaponics. Have you, when you were at the expo, did anyone ask you if that would be a viable business?
I have not run into anybody who has talked about doing it, what you call commercially, at the shows. Everybody's pretty much been, you know, for individual use. But that certainly, I mean, today you can, especially if you stay away from the classic lettuce, because everybody, it seems like everybody I've talked to who's getting into the growing greens business is focusing on lettuce. But if you specialize in the, some of the oriental greens or herbs and spices and stuff like that, those are what I would consider high dollar value items. And you're much better off, I think, doing that than to grow just classic old lettuce.
Yeah, because lettuce is...
Your density can be more.
Yeah, around here, lettuce is about a dollar a head, commercially grown, right at the supermarket. So, boy, it doesn't seem like it'd be worth it growing lettuce. But let's talk about those high-value herbs and spices when we come back with Dr. Johns. 3 steps for food. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Oh God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Ed Marvini's working on the website, usersite.com, and I would say by next week we'll have the selections available for you to purchase. Earthworkshealth.com, diatomaceous earth, earthworkshealth.com, diatomaceous earth. And if you want to get it in the meantime, you just go to earthworkshealth.com and you can buy it right now. If you want to wait, we'll have it available, looks like next week, and we can ship it right to you. And we have ProPure in stock. It's not on the website, but it will be next week. And if you want a Pro-Pure water filtration system at the lowest price in the country, you can send me an email and just highlight the subject line as Pro-Pure or water filtration systems, and I will call you. Make sure you include your phone number, and I'll call you and tell you the prices. I've agreed not to release the prices that we charge on this radio broadcast because they are the lowest, and it might be disruptive to others who are selling them at MAP pricing. We are not. So that's the update on the website. And Dr. Johns is with us. Dr. Johns, can you tell us about these high value herbs that we can grow in our aquaponic systems?
Well, any medicinal herb, any spice mm-hmm. would probably grow well in the aquaponic system. I can't think of any offhand that don't. There are some things that are documented very well not to grow, and one is I said most greens, and you have to exclude asparagus since it's a very it's a 2-year process, so that's out. Mm-hmm. You can grow many root vegetables. I can provide pictures of a beet a very large beet, actually, onions. But potatoes don't grow in aquaponics. No one's figured that one out yet, but I don't see any reason to do that. So, from a prepper standpoint, I'm personally focusing on growing things sort of like a microgreens project. You let things grow to 4 or 6 inches, and on a pound basis, you get more nutrition than you do on a full-grown plant, about 10 times more for broccoli anyway. And so if I can grow these things fast and eat them when they're young in their highest nutrition state, and you can turn this over, you can keep turning that over. And with the aquaponic system or hydroponics, your grow density can be fairly high. You can look at fodder systems that people are using for growing different kinds of feed for cattle and for sheep and for goats. You get really high density. It's like you can buy the lemongrass squares in a grocery store. If you could grow your greens at that high a level, maybe not quite that high, but you could get a whole lot into a very small area, then you could have a very diverse collection of herbs, spices, and even just regular vegetables at their highest nutrition state. That's what I am working towards in my own system anyway.
Dr. Johns, you know, one of the things that I've been focusing on and reading about is what's happening with Fukushima and the radiation. There are companies in Japan that are packaging food right now, and they're trying to have it labeled from another country, you know, like Taiwan. And, it's deceptive packaging. So here we have a contaminated area, and that's where they're producing and processing food, including noodles from Japan, Asian-type noodles. I'm not interested in doing that. I'm interested in having a safe food supply. So this is one approach that you can actually control what you grow and keep it safe from these harmful chemicals if you grow it, let's say, within your own building, within your own location, so that radioactivity is not part of the equation. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And grow it in some kind of a covered environment. That way you can control, you know, anything falling on it. And I hate to use the word fallout, but that is consideration.
Yeah.
If it's not
Dr.
here,
Bruce Johns.
Well, it is here.
Yeah, Dr. Bruce Johns has been with us. 3stepsforfood.com, 3, the number 3, and then the words, stepsforfood.com. And there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, page 1. If you'd like to click on that link, it'll take you right to his website. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Dr. Bruce Johns.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.